اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم and welcome to the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much for joining us. Assalamu alaikum. How are you? Are you good?
Alhamdulillah.
Okay. Welcome back again. Thanks to Allah Almighty that we are, alhamdulillah, going to hold another Quranic session in level 3 of our Quranic classes, the Tajweed rules. Okay. So, as you know, that in the previous sessions, we were talking about the very first important topic in Tajweed, which was about the pronunciation of the Arabic alphabet letters, the correct pronunciations, because some of the letters are very important to focus on, and they are differently pronounced. I mean, the articulation points are difficult. So that's why we really have to pay attention to those letters. Yes?
Yes.
So we kind of learned like almost all of them. Yeah, like 8-9 letters were there, which were important. So about the articulation points, we mean that the way or the sound these letters produce, or we mean like which part of the tongue do we use, okay? Or which part of the mouth or the teeth or the throat, okay? We use to produce the sound of that letter. This is called the articulation point. Yeah?
Yes.
Where it comes from, where the sound comes from. If the sound comes from the throat, it's a throat letter. Okay?
Yep.
Like the letter ha.
Like gha.
Gha. Like kha. Or like ayn, hamza, Okay? So these are throat letters. And if the letter comes, okay, by using your tongue, okay, more, like it's called, or using your mouth, okay? So it's not a throat letter. So you use your tongue, okay? In this case, the articulation point or the pronunciation becomes a little different. And also we learned that some of the letters produce an ah sound, yes?
Yes.
Ah sound.
Awesome. Yes.
Awesome. So you have to remember the word awesome, yeah?
Yes.
Awesome. Because it has that sound. Awesome. Or some of the letters produce an sound.
Happy light, words.
Happy words. Or happy letters. Yes? Happy letters. So they produce an sound. Now, let me ask you to read the Arabic alphabet letters, okay? One by one. Let's see if you produce the sounds correctly, okay? If you say the letters correctly. Ready?
Do we have to say the pronunciation or the like the name of the letter? Like alif or a?
Alif. Say the name alif.
Yes?
Okay, then inshallah we'll say them with fatha, kasra, dhamma as well once, okay? So, Hussein Ruhullah, ready?
Alphabets?
Yeah. Bismillah, alif.
Alif. Alif. Ba.
Ta.
Tha.
Tha. Oh, good, good. That's tha, right?
Yes.
Tha.
Tha. How do you pronounce it?
We use our tongue between our teeth.
Yeah. Between your teeth, front teeth, yeah?
Yes.
Or just let the tip of your tongue touch the edge or the tip of your front upper teeth.
Tha.
Tha. Tha. Tha. That's good. After tha?
Jim. Ha.
Ha, right?
Ha.
So how do you say this? Use your? throat, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a throat letter. So you say ha, 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 middle of your throat. If you put your finger, okay, on your throat, it vibrates. Ha, ha, ha. You feel it, okay? You feel the vibration, or it moves like. So next one, ha. The next one,
ha.
Ha, ha is an ah.
Yeah. So
sound it has, yeah. Yes. Also. It's a heavy letter. But yes. Remember, okay, ha and ra, these two letters, they are conditional. So what do we mean by conditional? We mean that they do not produce that ah sound. When do they produce that ah sound? Whenever they have fatha on the top, or there is an aleph after them, or they are sucking but a fatha comes before them. Okay, a fatha, then kha or ra, or inshallah we'll study we will say, okay, always heavy letters, okay, we have temporary heavy letters, we have, okay, inshallah we'll study. So just remember from now, okay, that kha and ra are conditional, okay? Yes. They are temporary heavy letters. So kha. If it has a kasra, we do not say kha. No. It is khi. Look, khi. It doesn't produce that aw sound.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay? But like the letters ba, ta, whenever they have fatha, if they do not have fatha, they have an a sound, lower sound.
Yes.
Okay?
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran. وبختم كتابك أرقى وبختم كتابك
أرقى. Let's continue. خوا. Next one.
دال.
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 Okay, next one.
ذال.
ذال. So ذال. For what? It's pronounced the same as
دال, but with the sound of the
yeah. Vibrating sound.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So you use again the same as the letter ثا. You use the tip of your tongue.
Yes.
Let it touch the tip of your front upper teeth.
The.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Next one.
Raw.
Raw. Good. Raw is as well conditional, the same as kha. Yes. So when it has a kasra, you say re.
Yeah.
Re. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Next one.
Za.
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 Raw.
The.
So pay attention to the sounds, okay? Some of them are heavy, some of them are
light,
okay? It's important. Next one.
Next one. Seen.
The sun was seen so soon. Seen.
Yeah.
Seen. Next one.
Seen. Sheen.
Sheen. Stretch the sound. Okay, the other one.
Sod.
Sod, right?
Yes.
Sod. How do you say this?
Sod.
Sod.
You open your mouth.
We will put our tongue.
Who is sad?
Yeah.
Who is sad?
No
one. No one.
No one is sad?
No.
Because we are sad. We are not sad.
Yes.
Yeah.
The word sad, make it produce an bolded. A sound, okay, instead of a sound, so, that sod. Becomes sad.
Sad.
But the D must not be pronounced like D. Change it to replace
you
it with
dot,
okay?
You mean bolding it?
Sod.
Yeah?
Bolding it?
Yeah, bold it. Make it produce like a dull sound, not D sound, okay?
Yes.
So. Sod, sad, sod. Look, if you say a ah sound, the difference is with the a ah and o sound, okay?
Yeah.
O becomes sod, a becomes sad. Next one.
What?
Tod. How do you say this one, Hussein Musa? Come on.
Dod.
Dod. Exactly. Where does the tongue go? Where does it touch?
Put your mouth.
Put your mouth on
your
head.
Your tongue.
Okay. Well, how?
I don't know. I just don't have to. No,
you know, you produce the sound. You pronounce it very well. Okay, but it might be difficult for you to explain how you did.
Can I say?
It's hard.
Putting your tongue back of the upper teeth, then pronouncing it with a bolding sound.
Mm. But you just like not at the back of your front teeth. Very far back, okay? Farther back. Where? That gum area.
Yeah.
Yes. That gum area we have.
Yeah.
Yeah, that gum area. So place your tongue
on the gum area.
There, on the gum area, okay?
God.
Press it against the gum area. Now say odd.
Odd.
Dod. Dod. Yes. Dod. That's easy.
Yeah.
Dod.
Dod. A sound between Z and D.
D.
Dod.
Yeah. Dod.
That's the same as I said.
Dod.
That's nice.
Dod.
Dod. Yes.
Dod.
That's good.
Dod.
That's nice. Or for example, yeah, the word dad.
Dad.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where's your dad?
Yes.
Where's your dad?
Yeah, you can bold it.
Yeah, bold it, but it has to be a sound between dad and dad. Okay? Dad, I mean Z and D. Dad. Dad. All right?
Yes.
So, Hussain Rahullah, continue. The next letters. Dad after dad.
Ta.
Ta. How do you say ta?
Ta is again like sod, but we should say like T, but like not bold.
Not bold or
no,
bold one?
Bold, yes.
Bold one.
Yes.
How do you say this?
Ta.
Ta. Ta. Where exactly does the tongue go? Where does it touch?
The same as da.
Yeah, gum area.
The same as da.
Yes.
Da. Da.
No, it's mostly back of our...
Yeah, the back of your front upper
teeth. Yeah, front upper teeth.
Huh? Yeah, yeah. Put your tongue, okay? At the back of your front upper teeth, here.
Yeah.
Ta. Ta. Say ta, the letter ta.
Ta. Ta.
Ta.
Ta.
Ta. Now try to say it with an R sound.
Ta.
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 Ta. Ta. That's it. Okay. Good. Remember that the letter sod, dod, ta, la, okay, and ghain. These letters are always heavy letters.
Yeah.
Okay? Always heavy letters. So they always like produce that heavy sound. Okay? But not an aw sound, not always. I mean heavy. Heavy means like graph sound.
Yes.
Okay, graph sound.
Yes.
So, where, for example, you say, even if they have kasra, khi, khi. We had this one, but it didn't produce that aw awesome, sound always, yes? Heavy sound.
Yes.
But, for example, dad, we have d, d. Look, it has that gruffness.
Yeah.
It is heavy.
Yeah.
D. Yes? D. It has that heavy sound, okay?
Yes.
Not an aw sound, but that heavy sound it has. It is heavily pronounced.
Yes.
It might be kind of difficult for us. Like, khe is easy. When it has kasra, it is easy. But when it has, like, fatha, it might be difficult. Khwa, khe. But dod, even if it has kasra, again, it has that heavy, like, sound. It is heavily pronounced. Dhe. Look, it has it.
Yeah.
So, ta, next letter? Ta, va. They are the twin brothers, okay? Yes. We have twins a lot, okay? Sad, dot, twins?
Yeah, sin, shin.
Sin, shin.
Ein, rein.
Ein, rein.
Ta, ta.
Fa, qaf.
Fa, an, qaf.
Qaf,
come on, they are not twins. Fa, an, qaf. How are they twins? They look differently.
Yeah,
one is so so fat, the other one is so thin.
Yes.
They are not brothers. Maybe they look the same. Okay. So thank you so much for joining us. Alhamdulillah, we learned the Arabic alphabet letters correctly now, the pronunciation, the articulation points. Thank you so much. Thanks for being with us. See you in the next session. But before we end, let's give a thanks to a big thanks to Allah Almighty. And then a big thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network.
And the students.
Ah, the students. Yeah, Hussein Musa, Hussein Ruhullah, Fawad Haider, Haider Karrar, and also Ali Nasser and me, Habibullah Fasiza. Thank you so much. See you, inshallah, in the next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran.
a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان